بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the three fundamental principles, and we have reached the explanation to the meaning of kalimatul tawheed, the testimony of tawheed, la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Shaykh rahimahullah said, ومعناها لا معبود بحق إلا الله لا إله نافيا جميع ما يعبد من دون الله ثم إلا الله مثبتا العبادة لله وحده لا شريك له في عبادته كما أنه لا شريك له في ملكه. Its meaning is that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that لا إله means nothing has the right to be worshipped besides Allah, and إلا الله except Allah affirms worship for Allah alone, and that there is to be no one given any share of his dominion and sovereignty. This is what the Shaykh rahimahullah explained as to the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So this great kalima, this great testimony, comprises two things: nafyun wa ithbat, negation and affirmation. Negation and affirmation. As for the denial, it is La ilaha. None has the right to be worshipped. And as for the affirmation, it is Illa Allah, except Allah. Question: how can it be said that there is no ilah except Allah, la ilaha illallah, knowing, however, that there are false deities, false gods, worshipped besides Allah? And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them gods, aliha, objects of worship, and that even those who worship them, they refer to them as gods. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Hud, in chapter 11, verse 101, فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن شَيْءٍ لَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ آلِهَتَهُمْ. So their gods, their aliha, you see, call them gods. So their gods which they invoked besides Allah could not save them from the punishment of their Lord. Nor did they add aught to their lot but destruction. So other deities are confirmed besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer, as the people of knowledge rahimahumullah stated, is that these gods, these aliha, which are worshipped besides Allah, are gods, but they are false and futile. But they are false and futile, meaning they are not true gods, and that they have and possess nothing of divinity, anything of divinity, and thus deserve no worship. And the proof for this is in the Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 62. قال الله عز وجل ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. That is because Allah, He is the truth, the only true God. And what they invoke besides Him is batil, is falsehood, futile and false, and not able to create anything. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most high above everything, and the most great. In Surah Yunus, this is further asserted that there is no proof, no authority to establish these deities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, 1240, قال الله عز وجل ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. You don't worship besides Him but only names which you have named, you have forged, you and your forefathers or your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. So the meaning of La ilaha illallah is that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. As to these, and as for those things being worshipped besides Him, then the Godship attributed to them is false and futile. La ilaha illallah. Ilah, what does it mean? What does the term ilah mean? It means that which is worshipped. It means al-ma'bud, that which is worshipped and worshipped and not disobeyed, out of reverence and because of His magnificence, out of love, hope, reliance, seeking Him, invoking Him alone. Anyone who puts a share for the created in all of this, which are particular to His divinity subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in this there is contradiction to the sincerity required in the saying of La ilaha illallah, singling Allah alone in worship. And He will be the worshipper in creation in as much as He devotes this association to a created being. And these are all branches of shirk. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to Him alone belongs the dominion, no one given any share of His dominion and sovereignty, therefore He deserves to be singled alone in worship, because it is the greatest injustice to take the created, who has no share in the divinity or in the dominion and sovereignty, take him as a partner in worship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the author, rahimahullah, cited proofs from the Quran that La ilaha illallah means none has the right to be worshipped but He, comprising affirmation and negation. And he said, وَتَفْسِيرُهَا الَّذِي يُوَضِّحُهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. This is the first tafsir, this is the first explanation which he cited. And this is in Surah Az-Zukhruf, chapter 43, verses 26-28. And remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, verily I am totally free of what you worship, except for the one who created me, Allah. And He will guide me. I am totally free. Bari'un. Ibrahim, the one who is Khalilur Rahman, the one who was chosen, beloved of Allah, the most merciful, the Imam, of those who are on the straight and true deen, and those who are free from shirk. And he is the most excellent of the messengers after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His father's name was Azar. And remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, I am totally free, bari, innocent, mimma ta'budun, from everything that you worship. And this is وَقَوْلُهُ, in his statement, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ يُقَابِلُ قَوْلَهُ لَا إِلَهَ, is his statement, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, this association completely from worshipping other than Allah, is synonymous with the saying لَا إِلَهَ, denial, that none has the right to be worshipped. This is the first part. This is the negation. This is the denial. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, except for the one who created me. And this is synonymous with the saying إِلَّا اللَّهِ, except Allah who created me. So this contains the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Then he affirmed this straight and upright creed by saying, فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ, He will guide me and direct me to the truth and grant that I attain it. Not only that, وَجَعَلَهَا, meaning this word of Tawheed, free from shirk, worshipping none but Allah, وَجَعَلَهَا, and he, Ibrahim عليه السلام, made this statement, declaring himself totally free and dissociated from everything that is worshipped besides Allah, he made it, وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه لعلهم يرجعون, made it a word lasting among his offspring, that they may turn back, that is to repent to Allah or receive admonition. Persist among Ibrahim's progeny so that they might remember and return to it from shirk, return to this kalima of tawheed, from shirk to obedience to their Lord and to worshipping none but Him, and repent from their unbelief and their sins. And the evidence that he made it his saying to persist a lasting word is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 132. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And this tawheed, the submission to Allah, this association from shirk, was enjoined by Ibrahim upon his sons and by Yaqub, saying, Ya baniya, O my sons, Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, the true deen. So then, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, then die not except in the state of Islam, in the faith of Islam. So this ayah, this great ayah, is evidence for the obligation to be totally free from shirk and from the mushriks. This ayah is evidence for the excellence and the merit to inherit this creed to the offspring, and guidance, teaching them, raising them on this, as Ibrahim alayhi salam made this lasting with his progeny. The third benefit from this, there is dividends in that the sound intellect and comprehension is that the person follows the guidance even though his close kins and his family and his tribe and his people and his community may stand on an opposite terms. This is an evidence from the Quran. Another evidence which the author rahimahullah cited is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal concerning the people of the book, inviting them to Tawheed. قال الله تعالى, as in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 64, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. O people of the book, Jews and Christians, come to a word that is just between us, that we worship none but Allah, we single Allah out with all worship, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us shall take others as lords besides Allah by obeying one another in that which involves disobedience to Allah, as will be explained shortly. So if they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Allah and making our worship purely and sincerely for him. كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم, a word that is just between you and us, meaning that you and us should be the same in that, and that is the creed of Tawheed. This is another ayah which explains the Shahada. Allah states in this verse, وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that nor we would take one another as lords besides Allah. Lords besides Allah. This is what is entailed by this kalima, kalimatul ikhlas, this testimony of ikhlas, of sincerity, of worship to Allah. Meaning, we don't set up from amongst ourselves lords to be obeyed besides Allah, because this may turn into worship, as in the hadith which is reported by Adi radiallahu anhu wa arda, that when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse 364 from Al-Imran and reached اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله, no, I mean actually the verse اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله, this is from Surah At-Tawbah chapter 9 verse 31, they took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords besides Allah. He said, O Messenger of Allah, we don't worship them, meaning we don't worship the rabbis and the monks. He said, أَلَيْسُ يُحِلُّونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ فَتُحِلُّونَهُ, don't they make lawful that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made unlawful and you do the same? وَيُحَرِّمُونَ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهِ فَتُحَرِّمُونَهُ, and they make unlawful that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed to be lawful and you do the same. قَالَ بَلَى, certainly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ, so this is their worship of them. This type of obedience to those who may legislate in ways that make the lawful unlawful and the unlawful lawful, those who obey them on this and thus consider and make the unlawful lawful and the opposite, then this type of obedience in this sense, making the permissible impermissible and vice versa, this type of obedience, if it occurs from a person to those who legislate in such a way, this takes the person out of the fold of Islam. However, if the obedience to them occurs without considering the unlawful lawful, but just because of lowly desires, then this is a sin it does not take the person out of the fold of Islam. And such details as you hear them are unfortunately not related to the Muslims in our times. They take this verse, I mean those who generalize and make takfir of the rulers without details, they take this verse as evidence that whoever obeys the ruler who does not rule by the rule of Allah, then he is a kafir. And that's why they shed the blood of anyone who works in the governments of these rulers, because they think it's permissible, because they believe that they exited the fold of Islam. And this is very dangerous. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah detailed the meaning that are related to you. And our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah asserted it in his explanation of the book of Tawheed, known as Al-Qawl al-Mufid ala Kitab al-Tawheed, the beneficial saying on the book of Tawheed. Abusing the Quran to fit their creeds. If this is the methodology taken by some regarding the Quran and reaching such conclusions, which is the same conclusions as the Khawarij, the dissidents and the rebellions, then how could one feel secure for these people to rule us? Just a point to think of. We seek refuge in Allah from all fitan, and we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoke Him to guide us all to the true path. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi sahbihi wa sallam.